Camrio Pride was yesterday, as you heard. I dressed all in black because that is what I do. But also, it's what I do when I'm getting my hair cut and colored, which is what I was doing before I went to Constitution Park. When I got there, I realized I was gonna stick out like a sore thumb because there are so many people decked out in rainbow colors and colors that are beyond the spectrum. There are some people who wore pride flags as capes, which I hardly endorse. Others had shirts bedazzled with stickers and buttons that said things like love is love and be kind. And of course, the one that's been really popular in our congregation, make America kind again. Bethany had butterfly clips that looked like actual butterflies in her hair. They were so beautiful. And there were so many kids. From wee ones stumbling about barefoot, chasing bubbles, to middle schoolers just beginning to figure out who they were, to high school and college students who were trying to look jaded, and they failed miserably because they would stop at booths and they were greeted by people who loved them just as they were. There were moms giving mom hugs and dads giving dad hugs, and adults of all kinds. Some folks came to the chalice booth and asked shyly for candy or a bottle of water, and others stayed with us and talked with us about what UU was and how they were searching for some place that would embrace them and their families. And as I looked around, I saw the security guards who were not there, I promise. They were not there looking for people who are being gay and doing crime. Nope. To the contrary, they were there to help us keep safe. And as much as I loved the guy who was wearing a classic Keith Haring Act Out t-shirt, which reminded me of the 90s really heartily, I internally sighed because I remembered when the idea of safe sex and passing out condoms was seen as radical and criminal. And now in today's era of MAGA conservatism, it is the mere act of existing as someone who is LGBTQ that is seen as not only radical, but in the eyes of some, deviant and criminal. The phrase, be gay, do crime, has been around for a while, according to many folks on the interwebs, including Reddit, which is the source of all knowledge. Yet, I went further than Reddit because I'm a librarian and I research. The phrase actually started becoming really popular when it first appeared as graffiti, written in English, on a wall in, of all places, Marseille, France, in 2016. And a photo of that graffiti was placed on the social media site Tumblr. And then from Tumblr to Instagram, it spread, and memes and images started popping up all over. Originally, the phrase, be gay, do crime, was used to embrace an anti-establishment, anarchist, and anti-capitalist vibe, as we can sense from an early image of it from the Anarchist Library, modeled after a famous Thomas Nast image. And you can see here, it says, be gay, do crime. And I love this small text. It says, many blame queers for the decline of this society. We take pride in this. Some believe that we intend to shred to bits the civilization and its moral fabric. They couldn't be more accurate. We are often described as depraved, decadent, and revolting. But oh, they ain't seen nothing yet. Then we started seeing the phrase coupled with skateboarding skeletons, hearkening back to an era when the phrase skateboarding is not a crime was plastered in a lot of places. The phrase then went on to be paired with all manner of images, from a silly goose wielding a knife, I love the silly goose, to an innocent-looking kitten with rainbow stripes. It started being carried on banners and parades. Here is a lovely embroidered one for those of you who are into the fiber arts. And my favorite is a t-shirt with childhood characters Frog and Toad riding a bicycle built for two. And if you want to talk, and there's a whole discussion about Frog and Toad. I'm not going to go there right now. And as you can see, there is a morphing of Be Gay, Do Crime from the radical anarchy angle to one that is actually cute in what could be seen as an everyday, almost throwaway comment. Now, way back when, in June of 2018, I know, it's hard to think that back that far, when Twitter was still Twitter, and actually it was kind of renegade back then, I came across the following tweet from a user named Isis Love Cruft, who used they, them pronouns. Isis wrote, "Just saw two teenage girls hop the BART turnstile and run up the stairs and start making out, and I couldn't resist the urge to shout, 'Be gay, do crimes!' And they raised their fists and shouted back, 'Stonewall was a riot!' And so I am informing you that the kids are in fact all right." So this particular tweet was my first introduction to the phrase, "Be gay, do crimes." Or as some say it, "Be gay, do crime." Now, I admit this one tweet has a whole lot going on in it. So there's the fact that this tweet came out, so to speak, during Pride Month. Yeah, I know, I had to sneak that in. Oops, I lost my thing. So during Pride Month, during Donald Trump's first administration, remember those halcyon days? Yeah. So it seems to make sense that the act of jumping a turnstile, while maybe not a felony, could be construed as criminal activity. After all, those folks in the red MAGA hats who saw themselves as being tough on crime would probably have been really riled up by this scene of reckless fare evasion. But then these young women shouted back about the Stonewall uprising, using the term riot to make a pun about the incident, which was probably not considered at the time to be a laugh. Stonewall was often referred to by the police as a riot, yet Stormé de Laveray, a self-described butch lesbian who participated in the Stonewall uprising, stated unequivocally that it was a rebellion. It was an uprising. It was a civil rights disobedience. It wasn't no damn riot. And this is according to a quote of hers that I found on the Library of Congress's LGBTQIA+ research guide, which actually exists still. Yay. Which leaves us with the phrase, "The kids are, in fact, all right," a riff off the classic Who song. So here's a question. Are the kids all right? What do you think? Okay, so not according to a lot of the scholarly literature and studies that were coming out about this time. For example, an article published in 2018 by the Journal of Adolescent Health entitled "The Urgent Need for Research and Interventions to Address Family-Based Stigma and Discrimination Among LGBTQ Youth" was only one that I found on PubMed, looking at how these youth face heightened risk of self-harm and suicide, in addition to ostracization by family and friends, homelessness, and substance abuse. Then, the Human Rights Campaign published the 2018 LGBTQ Youth Report in conjunction with the University of Connecticut. Now, this was recently updated in 2022 and released in 2023. The report gives us insights into the issues that are still affecting queer youth, such as safety and bullying in schools, their mental health, and support and acceptance from family. And we haven't even touched on current events, people. A week ago, the parliament in Ghana approved a new bill criminalizing homosexuality and the promotion of LGBTQ activities. Even something as simply identifying as LGBTQ is now punishable by up to 3 years of prison. Citizens now have a duty to report illegal gay activities. Sound familiar? According to the ACLU's legislation tracker, there are currently 7 bills being tracked here in California alone. 7. Blue state, I'm reminding you. dealing with issues such as access by trans students to single-sex schools. The trans legislation tracker on the web is currently tracking 127 bills in 43 states, as well as nationally. These bills have a detrimental effect on trans and non-gender conforming people, not to mention cisgendered folks who don't fit the public notion of masculine and feminine. This all sounds really dire and awful, doesn't it? Back when gay marriage was legalized in 2015, and side note, I have a friend who got married in California during the 80 days when California made it legal to Proposition 8. So he has a very weird anniversary. But back then, in 2015, it seemed like we were finally getting somewhere, right? But nowadays, we have the organization Rainbow Railroad, which helps LGBTQ folk relocate to safer locales. And this organization was founded in 2006. And it's now needed more than ever, but it's facing cuts due to Canada and the UK withholding funding. But, or should I say and? Because I believe in and, not but. There is hope, and there is joy. There is hope when there are groups like the Trevor Project, who in just this March issued a research brief stating that transgender and non-binary youth who express gender euphoria instead of dysphoria have lower rates of anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. Yay! And that phrase, gender euphoria, wow, I love that phrase. I saw that and I was just like, we're on. There is joy every June when people call out Happy Pride to each other as they walk dogs sporting rainbow-bedecked bandanas. There is hope when I drive down Gainsboro over here in Thousand Oaks and I see the house with the Progress Pride flag flying on their flagpole. I love that house. Every time I see it, I'm just... There is hope when Bethany in her own neighborhood starts seeing more and more pride flags and more yard signs that say things like, in this house, we believe that love is love. And hope springs eternal throughout the summer when LGBTQ folks and allies gather at events and marches and markets all over our own Ventura County. There is joy in unicorns and glitter and drag and Madonna dance mixes and karaoke here at Chalice. You should join us for karaoke at some point. It's pretty awesome. There is hope in children's books about Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, two transgender women of color who are central to the Stonewall Uprising and so much of the queer civil rights movement. There is hope and joy in finding spaces and people who are supportive and more than supportive, who are allies and more than allies, who are kinfolk and more than kinfolk. Yay. In short, there is joy in you and in me. Ashe and blessed be.